among people in general about how to get to heaven. Even in the church, there's some confusion. There ought not be, because it says pretty plainly how a person is to get there. Some people mistakenly believe that there are many, many roads to heaven. Some people say you've just got to be good to get to heaven. Some people say, you know, if you just are a part of a religion, you can get to heaven. And others say you just got to be sincere in what you believe. I don't know if you've heard any of those or not, but I've heard all of those in my life. You just got to be sincere in what you believe, and if you're sincere enough, then you'll get to heaven. And it really doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you're sincere. But a person can be sincerely wrong. Okay? The Sadducees, who lived during Jesus' day, they were a religious group who believed that when a person dies, not only does their body die, but their soul dies at the same time. They didn't believe in a heaven or a hell, angels or demons or an afterlife. They didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead, and that's why they called them sad, you see. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Let's stand together and you read with me that passage of Scripture. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you think you can memorize that? All right, that's one of your things on your communication card. I will memorize John 14:6. Okay? Now, I would ask you to turn around, but it's on that screen too. So, without looking at the screen, let's say it together. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Very good. Very good. See, you've already got it. Keep listening, keep learning, keep repeating that. I want you to get that in your heart. Because like I said, there's a lot of confusion in the world about this statement. It was hard for the people in Jesus' day to receive that. It's also hard for people in our day to receive that. Okay? Now, if Jesus is right, it changes everything. If Jesus is right in this statement, it changes everything. So the first thing I want you to notice is that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but when people first came to know Christ as their Savior, back in Jesus' day and shortly thereafter, they weren't called Christians. They were called people of the way. Okay? They were called people of the way. Christians, the term Christian came later on, after Jesus had died, the apostles were still on the scene, and they were first called Christians in Antioch. Now, it was a derogatory term. And what Christian means is little Christ. That's what it means. It's little Christ. And so they would see people who were a follower of the way, and those people in Antioch who weren't believers would say, you're just like a little Christ. You're like a little Christ. You're like a little Christ. I hate you. And so you became Christians. You know, I wish people could say that about us. You're just like Jesus. You're just like Jesus. You're just like Jesus. And that's what they were calling the Christians in Jesus' day. You're just like Jesus. And again, it was in a derogatory way. They were the defamation. They did not have a good attitude toward Christians then. And throughout the world, there's not a good attitude toward Christians now. Because one of the reasons is because we say that Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way. We're not saying anything that Jesus didn't say himself. Just call a couple of your attention to a couple of scriptures in Acts 9:2. It says, so Paul had received letters. He took letters with him so that if any were found in the way, he could have them persecuted. In Acts 19:9, some were hardened and spoke evil of those that were in the way. Okay? It's talking about those who were followers of Jesus. So many people are offended by this passage. It's difficult for many to receive this. And they think that Jesus was narrow-minded. As a matter of fact, they think we as Christians are narrow-minded because we believe the same thing. Okay? We just believe what Jesus said. Amen? So if he said it, we believe it. Someone once said, if Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, I'm going to say this to you. If the Bible says it, that settles it whether you believe it or not. Okay? If the Bible says it, that settles it. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. I want you to know that this is a loving statement by Jesus Christ. He's not trying to be mean. He's just trying to share with people how to get to heaven. That's all he's doing. I remember as a young man, I was 10 years old. I went to my first Boy Scout week-long campout. And I'm supposed to be getting these merit badges and things so I can get to be the next level of Boy Scout. And I signed up for the rifle range. Now, at 10 years old, you may not do that now, Boy Scouts, but when I was a kid, you were able to shoot rifles at 10 years old. And so one of the things I wanted to do was sign up for the rifle range and get my merit badge in rifle ranging. Marksmanship. Thank you, Todd. And so I could not find where they were having this rifle range, and so I went all over. I mean, it was many, many acres where we were camping out. And so I asked some other Boy Scouts who were not of our troop. I mean, they came from all over from Mississippi to go to this camp. So I asked these kids if they knew where the rifle range was. I said, sure, we do. It's up the hill and off that direction. Cool. So I went up the hill and off that direction, and pretty soon I heard the rifles shooting, and they were way over back this way. And in order to get to the rifle range, I had to go past those boys again, cross the bridge over the river, and go up into that area across. And when I passed by them, they were just laughing and making fun of me because they had given me wrong directions. Now, Jesus is not trying to be mean. He's trying to tell you there's only one way to heaven, and it's this direction, and you have to go through me. He's not trying to be mean. A lot of people think he was trying to be mean. Some people think you try to be mean when you're telling them the truth. Okay? When you're telling them that Jesus is the only way, you're not trying to be mean. You're just trying to share truth with them, and hopefully in a loving way, But Jesus was just saying, hey, if you want to get to heaven, there's only one way, and it's through me. Have you ever lost your way? Daily. Someone said daily. Sometimes my Garmin don't work right. You know what a Garmin is? It's kind of like a TomTom. It's kind of like one of those things that it gives you directions. You put it in your car. I know you got a phone and an app now. I don't trust it either. But I find that it's better than my Garmin. But sometimes I put in the address in my Garmin and it takes me somewhere. As a matter of fact, when I put in my address to my Garmin and I say home, for some reason, when I get home, it tells me I still got to keep on going. So you can't trust the Garmin sometimes. Can't trust your TomTom sometimes. But you can trust Jesus. And if he tells you that this is the way you should go, then guess what? It's probably a good idea to follow his direction, otherwise you're going to get lost. I've been lost physically hunting in the mountains. I've been lost. Yeah, not too bad. Just didn't know where I was. Just not lost. Just didn't know where I was. But around here I found out if you just keep going downhill, you'll come up to something, a road or something. Sometimes you get lost driving. We used to have maps. You remember those? Yeah. Hey, you used to have atlases. You still have it? Those were wonderful in their day. And it's still good to have, even today. So you'll know which direction you're going. I like to know which direction I'm going. But not just physically, I like to know which direction I'm going spiritually as well. And Jesus said, I am the way. Not only did Jesus say, I am the way, he said, I am the only way. I am the only way. No one comes to the Father except through me. Say that with me. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, I want to just share this with you. If you have ever been trying to lead people to Christ and sharing Christ with people you come in contact with, not everybody likes to hear that. Okay? Not everybody wants to receive that. But Scripture is pretty plain that Jesus is the only way. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for as there is no other name under heaven given among men, by which we must be saved." That's in Acts 4:12. "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." I was speaking to I used to work at a hospital when I was living in New Orleans area, and one of my co-workers was Muslim. And I began sharing Christ with him, and he says, "Oh, but I believe in Christ." "Oh, yeah?" He said, "Yeah, he's one of the 10 prophets." And, you know, we believe in all of the 10 prophets. And trying to share Christ, now he could not understand that Jesus was the only way because he felt like that any of the prophets would get him there. Okay? The last church I was in, I had a deacon in my church. Now, he was there. He was deacon before I got there. But he felt like that there were more than one way to get to heaven. And I would just say this. If you don't know that Jesus is the only way, you probably don't know the way. Okay? I was visiting a fella years and years ago, probably 20 years ago, there was a fellow who came to our church and I was sharing Christ with him and he trying to bring him to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he chose to go to the Mormon church for a while. Okay? I kept visiting the fella, Now, let me tell you this. And I approached him and I said, he said, you know, Pastor Brad, some people choose Chevrolet, some people choose Ford, some people choose Dodge, and I've just chosen to go this way. And have you ever had a thought after you had a conversation with somebody, you said, man, I wish I'd have said that. Well, after the conversation, I'm thinking, I never did share this with him, but anyway, I'm thinking, you know what? Before you buy a car, you need to look under the hood. You need to check it out. You see what it's about. See if it's going to take you where you want to go. Okay? Because there are only certain cars that are dependable. And it's best to get in a dependable car. Amen, Kristen? Yeah. She had a transmission problem not long ago. So it's, if you want to get to the final destination, you need to get in the right vehicle. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I had the opportunity to talk to this fellow later and I would visit him. He was sick and homebound, and so that gave me he enjoyed my visits then. So I'd go talk to him, and I took him the Billy Graham track, Find Peace with God. He said, you know, I have prayed that maybe 100 times. But as I talked to him, it was almost like, now I've got Mormonism, now I've got Jesus, now I've got this, now I've got that. Maybe one of them will get me there. If you're trusting in other things other than Jesus, you're going to be confused about whether or not you're going to get to heaven or not. But when you trust in Jesus, and trust in Him alone, there's something about trusting in Jesus that we know, that we know, that we know that that vehicle is going to get us to our destination. We know that. We don't have to wonder about it. We can know. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only one who can get you there. He said, I am the only way. Let's just say that you have a health issue. Okay? And you go to the doctor. And the doctor tells you the problem you have is terminal. And you don't have long to live. But there's only one medication that's going to heal you. Only one medication. If you take this medication, thousands of people have taken this medication, hundreds, millions of people have taken this medication, and every person who's taken this medication is healed. And the medication is free. But you have to take it. Let me ask you a question. Would you A, refuse the medication. B, trying to find a different medication. C, get mad at the doctor for stating there's only one medication. Or D, take the medication. That seems reasonable to me. I think I just take the medication. I know that seems to be a bit silly question, and we laugh at it. But there are people around us who either refuse Jesus, try a different medication, or get mad because there's only one medication. So, why is Jesus the only way? Why isn't there other ways? Why is Jesus the only way? And so, number one, He is the only Son of God. He is the only Son of God. You remember John 3:16? Say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay? He's the only Son of God. He's the only Son of God. That's one reason that He's the only way. A second reason that He's the only way is because of His righteousness. B, His righteousness. His sinless life. Because of Jesus' sinless life, He's able to take our sin. No one else ever lived a sinless life. Only Jesus did. In Romans 5:8-9, it says this. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Jesus lived, He was the only person on earth that ever lived life without sin. Okay? Now, He never lied to His parents. He never stole anything. Never took a cookie out of the cookie jar unless He asked his mom first. He never, ever sinned. And Scripture says that by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin. That man was Adam, but also the righteousnesses of one man makes us righteous when we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Now there's a spiritual truth here, and some people are hard to hear spiritual truths. They say that don't make sense. Well, I want you to listen to me again because I want it to make sense to you. Because Adam sinned and he's your daddy, you're also a sinner. Everybody has sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody. Because Adam sinned, that sin was transferred to you through the generations. And you were born not only with the ability to sin, with the nature to sin. Okay? But Jesus came, and when He came to earth, Scripture calls Him the second Adam. When He came to earth, He lived a righteous life. He never sinned. And He died on a cross to pay for your sin. And Scripture says if we take upon Him, take upon ourselves His righteousness, then He will take upon Himself our sin. It's a transfer. And that comes by believing. It's a free gift of God. In John chapter 3:14-16, Jesus is trying to use an Old Testament story, an Old Testament situation, to illustrate this statement, I'm the only way. John 3:14-16, it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So what is that talking about, Moses lifted up the serpent? So one day, there were, throughout Israel's journey out of Egypt into the Promised Land, God began giving them manna every day. So they'd wake up in the morning and go out of their tent, and they would start picking up these little pieces of bread. And they would begin to, that would be what they had to eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And rather than the Israelites being grateful for God's provision, they began complaining. And their complaints reached the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said, you want something to complain about? I'll give you something to complain about. And so He sent some fiery serpents among them. I don't know if they were rattlesnakes. I don't know if they were coral snakes. I don't know what kind, I don't know if they were poisonous snakes. Okay? And so these snakes would go around and they would start biting the people. And many people would die. And they came to Moses and said, people are dying all around us because of these snake bites. What are we going to do? And so Moses went before the Father, and the Father said, I want you to create this bronze serpent. I want you to stick it on a pole, and I want you to put it up so everybody can see it. And whoever looks on this pole is going to be healed. And so people would be coming, running, snake bites, maybe snake just still hanging on to them. Coming and looking at the pole, and whoever looked would live. But I imagine some people said, you know what, Dr. Benjamin has been good at snake bites. I don't believe that if I look on that pole, I'm going to live. I'm going to go to Dr. Benjamin. And I'm going to go and see if He will heal me. I believe with all my heart that if I go to Dr. Benjamin, He has what it takes for me to live. And so they go to Dr. Benjamin, and Dr. Benjamin is taking care of the snake bite. When I was in Mississippi, do you know how to take care of snake bites? So you put an incision in it, and then you suck the venom out of the incision, and don't swallow it. Spit it out, then you do it again, then you do it again, then you do it again. See, all the poison is out. And so Dr. Benjamin has been very good at taking care of snake bite victims. And so these individuals go see Dr. Benjamin, and guess what? They don't live. They don't make it. They have a funeral. Because they did not look on the serpent. And Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man, that's what He called Himself, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And whoever believes in Him will not perish. Whoever looks to Him is going to have eternal life. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Again, Jesus wasn't trying to be mean. He was just trying to be truthful. Okay? He was trying to bring life to people. That's what He was trying to do. So I want to ask you this morning, there's a number of statements on the back of your communication card. First one is, I will memorize John 14, 6. The second one is, I'm struggling with the notion that Jesus is the only way. I would like to discuss this more with the pastor. If that's where you are, please check that. Third, I realize today that I have been trusting in something or someone other than Jesus as the way to heaven. Today I trust Jesus alone. If that's where you are, I would like to know that. And the fourth one, I know Jesus is the only way to heaven, and I trust Him as my Savior and Lord. Father, I come before You today. And Lord, my heart's desire is that all sitting here today would know You, the Supreme God, through Jesus Christ. Lord, my heart goes out to those that in, around us, and here, around us, in the community, who don't know You. And Lord, who are angry at You because You said You're the only way. Lord, today, I pray that You would move among our midst. And Lord, if there's anyone here that does not know You as a personal Lord and Savior, today they would give their heart to You. They would give their life to You. They would trust You. Turning away from their sin, turning away from the other notions that there's another way. Repenting, asking Your forgiveness. And Lord, that they would embrace You as the only way. Because, Lord, that's who You are. Thank You, Lord, for being willing to sacrifice the sacrifice You paid for us, giving Your life on the cross, rising again the third day, so that we can have right relationship with You. You said, whoever believes, whoever receives, can have eternal life. So Lord, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together as we sing.